Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of what the Bible says about authority and submission. In our culture, the idea of being independent and not being under anyone's authority is a popular notion that has reached almost idolatrous proportions. People who are independent are revered. People who don't need anyone else to tell them what to do or give them counsel are honored as independent thinkers and people who have some perhaps superior intellect. And yet, if we study the Word of God, we see that it is God who put into place in this earth the principle of authority and the principle of submission to authority. And if you study the Word of God closely, you will see that blessing comes through being obedient and submissive to authority, and tragedy and difficulty and problems come from being rebellious against authority in your life. We see two outstanding examples of the trouble that comes when authority is disregarded, disrespected, and rebelled against in the book of Numbers. When the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, they were in the wilderness, and Moses was their appointed God-given deputy authority, you could say. God, of course, the ultimate authority. And in our lives, God is the ultimate authority. And in the children of Israel's life, indeed, God was the ultimate authority. But he set up Moses as his deputy authority on the earth to give instruction and to lead the children of Israel. As they were progressing in the wilderness, Moses had to make a lot of decisions that were not necessarily welcomed or embraced by the children of Israel. Pressing on through the wilderness without water and food or sign of any water or food coming often brought grumbling, complaining, and murmuring from the camp. But two particular incidences of outright rebellion against authority resulted in a dramatic display of God's judgment against those who were rebellious. And I bring these to your attention to demonstrate the biblical basis for God's institution of spiritual authority and authority in general in the life of every human being. Every one of us needs to be submitted in a proper way to the authority in our life, and understand that most people will make the excuse they don't need to be submissive to the authority in their life because the authority in their life isn't perfect, or they are sinful, or they're wrong. And your carnal mind will try to present you with logical reasonings that are opposed to God and are exalting themselves above God, just like Satan exalted himself above God in his own mind and said about himself when he was Lucifer up in heaven, saying, "I will exalt my throne above the throne of God." It is the same principle of rebellion that Lucifer demonstrated when a human being is not willing to submit to the authority God has placed in his or her life. Don't be caught in this trap of being unsubmissive and therefore rebellious and bringing on yourself trouble, tragedy, difficulty, and eliminating blessing from your life because you've talked yourself into not obeying or not being submissive to authority because you see them as incorrect, imperfect, or just plain wrong. In the book of Numbers, we find Miriam and Aaron, the brother and sister of Moses. Now, Aaron and Miriam were older than Moses, and yet God chose Moses to be the spiritual leader and therefore authority or deputy authority over the children of Israel to lead them out of the bondage of Egypt and take them to the promised land where the milk and honey was flowing. And yet Miriam and Aaron, it says in Numbers 12, verse 1, spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and to Miriam, "You three come out to the tent of meeting." So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent. And he called Aaron and Miriam. And when they had both come forward, he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" So the anger of the Lord burned against them, and he departed. But when the cloud had withdrawn from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. We see in this story that Miriam and Aaron's attitude of unsubmissiveness and rebellion against Moses as the delegated authority from the Lord was demonstrated by their evil speaking. They were talking behind Moses' back. They were saying, "Who does he think he is? He goes and marries this Cushite woman," which is basically an Ethiopian. It was a black woman. And that just irritated Miriam and Aaron. It obviously did not irritate God, but it irritated them. And when they were speaking evil of Moses, the Lord, it says, heard it. And understand this, when you speak evil of leadership, spiritual leadership, church leadership, your pastor, someone in any position of spiritual leadership in the church at large, when you speak evil of them, understand that that is an indication of a spirit of rebellion in your heart. It is rebellious against the delegated authority that God has anointed as leader, spiritual leadership. And when you do that, understand, just as it says here in Numbers, the Lord heard Miriam say that? Well, the Lord will hear you say that as well. And that is a dangerous position to be in. The judgment of God came down quickly upon Miriam. She became leprous, white as snow. This is a spiritual picture for us, as well as a natural happening or historical event that actually occurred. When you speak evil, when you have a rebellious attitude, an unsubmissive attitude toward a leader, and someone in authority, when you're willing to speak behind their back, if you have an honest problem with the person, Matthew 18 gives you directions. It says you go to the person privately by yourself and you tell them what the problem is. If you have an offense against them, if there's something they did that you feel was offensive, you go to them privately and appeal to them. That's how you deal with it if it's that sort of a situation. But if you're just speaking evil of your pastor, they're no good, they're a terrible preacher, whatever it is you're saying, or you hate this person on Christian TV or that person on the radio, understand, you are putting yourself in a very dangerous position. The spiritual equivalent of leprosy here is that death will come to you in your spirit. You will not progress in things of the spirit. You will not progress in spiritual matters, revelation, understanding, intimacy with God. Death will come. Leprosy comes to you. You put yourself in a position that you cannot be blessed by God. This is God's divine order. It doesn't mean that the person was perfect, but God requires of each of us that we do not rebel against his designated authority or his deputy authority, as one writer aptly put it. The second example that we see in Numbers of rebellion against Moses is the story of Korah, and he led an insurrection, so to speak, against Moses' leadership. And it says in Numbers 16, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took action. And they rose up before Moses, together with some of the sons of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, chosen in the assembly, men of renown. They assembled together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, you've gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in their midst. So why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? When Moses heard this, he fell on his face. And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will bring him near to himself, even the one whom he will choose. It goes on to say that Korah and his 250 rebellious friends showed up, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And then the Lord told Moses, separate yourselves. And the fire of God came down and destroyed Korah and all 250 of the other leaders that rebelled. This was a very powerful demonstration of God's feeling about rebellion against spiritual leadership. Moses wasn't perfect, but it's not right to rebel, to speak evil, to try to cause an overthrow of leadership in a church situation or any other situation. God is able to deal with his leaders. We need to pray for leadership, not speak evil against them. The blessing comes to the person who's willing to be submissive, even to imperfect leadership. God will bless that. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.